Well, South Harrison girls basketball team's off to a pretty good start. They got their first win in league play that was Tuesday. They have a major test that is coming up. What figures to be a major test coming up against Trenton at Trenton. If weather holds, then on Friday, Mike Wilhelms, head basketball coach of the South Harrison girls. I think when we visited last year, we were going to play in the semifinal game back in the Albany tournament against Stanbury. And that was... Yeah, the one thing about that game was the fact, or the answer that you got was the fact that this team, really, regardless of the situation, because there were several situations, different situations that developed in that game, and they'll still go ahead and compete.
You know, when we play hard and we compete at a high level, I think we can be a pretty good team. It's just trying to get those girls to realize that and to learn to play four quarters of that type of basketball.
Yeah, with Stanbury, it was pretty clear that you had to deal with some foul trouble, and you know those situations are going to develop. So I guess may as well get look at how you were going to be and figured out a way to play through it.
You know, I always tell the girls we want to play aggressive, we want to play pressure defense, and we want to play fast and do all those things that you can get in trouble. But you know, also you got to learn to play smart. You know, learn how the officials are calling the game. If they're calling it tight, then you need to take a step back. You know, or if you're playing with two or three fouls early, then you really need to take that step back. And that doesn't mean you don't play defense. It just means you play smart. You know.
Trophy game was against King City. Figured out a way to get that into overtime again because you continue to play. And they're constructed a little differently because they have really got a polished post player that you better defend. Otherwise, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, we didn't do a very good job, especially that first half with her. And we came out and we kind of focused our attention a little bit towards her. And I thought our defense was a whole lot better the second half. And we really did a really good job of coming back at them. Got it in overtime. I don't know if we spent so much energy getting it back, into overtime that we just weren't able to finish. But Neely Carnes really stepped up and had a really good game that time. And, just really proud of the effort. I just wish we would have came out a little bit stronger.
That was what you're getting out of your post players or the production that you would get from your post players was one of the things that looks like or you thought it might depend on what your success was going to be. And really you do have two and maybe three that, they're very capable. I don't know if you probably want them maybe a little bit more consistent, but it looks like you've got some possibility there, and it does look like they've come a long way from maybe where they were into last year.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely we got three of them right now, and we got another one that's a freshman that we're working at and trying to get her caught up. The good thing about that, we want to try to be more consistent, but, when you got three or four girls that can play that position, if one of them's having an off night or getting into some foul trouble or something, we got some people that we can put in that position and step in, and I feel confident can do a good job.
Out of the tournament at Bramer last week, beat Bramer at Bramer, won 56-40, so in the end it ended up being a 16-point game. I'm not exactly sure how the game necessarily unfolded. I would guess, though, that they are another team that's got good quickness. I think they're quite a little bit younger than last year, but I'm guessing they've got good quickness and try to use that. If they get some steals, then look out. Ball game is on. If they don't, and particularly if you can play half court, I would think they really have some trouble matching up to you.
They had some nice girls on their team. Looked a little bit young and maybe a little bit inexperienced, but we pressured them pretty good in some turnovers. But they did a good job, moving in and trying to create their own pressure on us. And I thought our guards, for the most part, did a really good job of handling that pressure and being strong with the ball. And we were able to kind of keep that game stretched out there till late in the game.
King City was the rematch game that you had last Friday night. Beat King City 161-54. Was this game similar to what it was before, or were there some changes that were made, or what? How the two games compare?
Well, I thought this game we came out from the start and we played really well from the beginning, and we kind of did a little bit better job defensively on their scores, and I thought we did a really good job of executing on offense. It was kind of a weird game because I don't know why, but I never really felt like, you know, we were in trouble. We were in control of the game most of the time, and I even looked at the scoreboard, you know, there in the fourth quarter at one point, we were up by 20 points, and I was like, wow, where'd this come from, you know? But we got sloppy, then I think we got a little bit lackadaisical and lazy at the end and let them get some momentum, and they made a nice sort of run. They're a good team. You can't give them a chance like that.
Okay, finished up the stretch then with Maysville in the first league game that was Tuesday night and beat Maysville 2-1 pretty decisively, got control of the game. Whether or not it was the best start that you've ever had, probably not, but, you know, I didn't – it looked like – I don't know if it was the sharpest game, but it yeah, you played okay.
Yeah, we didn't – I don't think we played great defensively. I was a little disappointed in that aspect. I thought we, you know, even when they didn't score, I didn't think we did a very good job defensively and covering our position or our players, depending on what we were in. But, you know, we kind of went in there with the attitude we wanted to, you know, work hard and play four quarters. And I don't necessarily feel like we accomplished all of that 100%. But I got a lot of girls, got some good playing time that night, and I saw some good things out of them. So it was a plus.
I think you understand what the challenge is going to be on Friday now with Trenton at Trenton. I think it's still pretty clear that they're the standard that everybody is trying to aspire to. Your matchups, I think, are okay with them. I would guess, though, the one thing you seem that you've been able to do is at least get some post looks this year, you know, within your half court or maybe your press break. But, in other words, you're getting some shots and some opportunities inside. You very well may against Trenton, but you better take advantage of them probably the first time, I would guess, with that group.
Yeah, they're real aggressive on the board. So, you know, what we've been really focusing on that, and I hope that doesn't come back to, you know, get us in the backside. But, you know, if we can get the ball down low and make some shots and don't give them many opportunities for rebounds. Same when we're on, you know, on defense. We can't give them two and three chances for baskets because they will take advantage of that. They're really good. They can beat you a bunch of different ways, and it's going to take an A game from us. But I'm excited getting to play such a good team like that. It's going to be a really good challenge for us, and I'm anxious to see if the girls are ready to step up and take on that challenge.
And that's Mike Wilhelm. He's head basketball coach at South Harrison.